flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Was it really that harsh?
It seemed a little harsh, Dan.
A little harsh.
I'm sorry.
So last night in the fourth quarter in Houston, after everybody finally arrived due to the weather, Cavaliers were down by 13 points to the pesky Houston Rockets.
They are pesky.
Down by 13. And then Ty Jerome hits a three, and Darius Garland misses, and Dean Wade misses, and all of a sudden, though, they started making, and you add it up, and they have a 19-0 run.
Mm-hmm.
They went from down 13 in the fourth quarter to having a 6-point lead last night. And then some strange things started happening. They were up by 6 with under 4 minutes to go. And then, oh my God, the NBA system in place just killed the end of the game, where we're reviewing this and this and this. There were like 14, seemed like 14 video reviews late in the game.
Just wanted to get it right, Jeff.
I just said, this is terrible. And the Cavs are in a position late, and Darius Garland misses some free throws. It was weird because one of those reviews gave the Cavs a great chance.
Yep.
And Darius misses 2 out of 3 free throws, but yet the Cavs get the ball because it's a flagrant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because the Cavs were down, what, 109-107 with 2.1 seconds left?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yep.
And Darius misses 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
But the Cavs get the ball.
Right.
And they inbound to Donovan Mitchell.
And draw up that fantastic play.
Oh, my God. And what was there? Was it 2.8 seconds?
It's like 2.3, I thought.
There was 2 point something. The official play-by-play on ESPN says 2 seconds, but I could have sworn it was like 2.3 or 2.8. And they threw the ball into Donovan Mitchell, who was behind the three-point line, and they threw it in right to him, kind of a baseline three, and he turned and jacked up a three like there was 0.8 seconds on the clock. That was just god-awful. And I thought, man, you guys did such a great job to come back in this game, and that's what you did to finish it out. You missed 2 out of 3 free throws. You missed some opportunities. And then that's what you come up with time running out. Yeah, we're all being really picky because the Cavaliers are great. You can only sit here and say the Cavs are great too many times. But you look at a game like that, I did, and I just thought, eh, opportunity lost. And you didn't play real well.
Mm-mm.
You almost bailed yourself out with a great run. But you didn't play very well in that game. And that's, you know, does it mean anything in the big picture? Probably not.
Mm.
But, could have had that one after being down by 13 and putting together a 19-0 run.
So there was two, you were right, Jeff, there was 2.8 seconds to go in the game.
That's what I thought.
And then he released it with almost 2 full seconds.
Yeah,
left
so
on the
what
clock.
Was that all?
But I don't know.
It seemed like you had, I felt watching it, Andy, you had two guards trying to play hero ball late in the game. And I thought, no, if your offense has been so good all year, run the offense. Go get a basket, as you did in a 19-0 run to get back into the game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they had time to try to hit a rebound shot there, too, and that would have been Garland was if he would have I don't know. They're 2 seconds, so it's easy for me to say and play armchair quarterback. But if Garland spins into the paint, he's like a bounce pass away and a layup in within 2 seconds to make it to get the game go-ahead bucket and the game winner, actually. If you go back and watch the play, you'll be like, oh, man, all he had to do was instead of go up, have Garland cut towards a restricted area, and then boom, on a bounce pass, you could hit it and just laid it off the glass. But
well,
it's easy for me to do that right now. I'm not
sure. And they've been terrific, but
because that's how the rebound played out.
You were down 2 points with 2 point whatever seconds. You had 3 free throws and the ball.
Yeah, that's not good.
And you ended up with 1 point.
And you're the best team in the NBA, or arguably the best team in the NBA.
You know, and it's not going to affect them for their regular season. I can't imagine it will even affect them in the regular season standings. You never know. Maybe it comes down to one game.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. You need to execute these situations to advance in the playoffs. And you're down 2 with the ball. 3 free throws first.
I know.
Then the ball. And you're down 2. I mean, that's a chance to make 6 points. And you ended up with 1.
And maybe the basketball gods just weren't with them last night.
There you go. There you go.
Joe Boo needed a little more rum.
You know what it seemed? It seemed to me in watching last night's game, and we harp on the wing, you know, the wing situation a lot because it's the one thing on this team where you think, if you could you, would you? Yeah, I would. And it was more glaring last night because Evan Mobley's out. I thought, boy, you need something else. The two guards are, you know, they're terrific, but can we get something else? And Jared had a nice game, double-double, but it just felt like, it felt like something big was missing to me, and that big was Evan or someone on the wing to go along with him. Ty Jerome had 18 points off the bench. So your 3 leading scorers were guards, Andy. Garland, Mitchell, Ty Jerome. And that's okay. I mean, you can win a lot of games that way, and that's the way it went last night. But it just kind of felt like, eh. If there's a hole there, that's it, and it was on display.
They had 6 in double figures last night. And still it was only 1-point game.
Well, and Jalen Green didn't play very well for them.
Hmm.
So, and Jalen Green's arguably their best player.
And even he was in double figures with 10. I mean, he was minus 17, but he still ended up with 10 last night. I don't know, but they get to play him at home over the weekend, right? So,
would you be willing to take a step back in the regular season here for them to make a move and add to that wing?
Yes.
I would too.
Yeah. The question is, what do they have to give up? I mean, are you good with making a trade, and not just any trade?
Well, you know who
Jalen Tyson's going to be the guy you're going to have to trade,
or Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome has played really well this year when given the opportunity, and I wonder if he has played well enough to overcome what's been the story of his career, which is you're not on the floor very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been injured, you've been dinged up, you haven't had a ton of playing time, and, you know, you've bounced around a little bit. I wonder if some team sees Ty and thinks, yep, we really have something here. And we'll give you fill in the blank on the wing for Ty Jerome in 2 seconds. I don't want to trade Tyson. You also have Ty Jerome has made Craig Porter Jr. basically obsolete on this team.
Yeah.
And remember, they signed Craig to a contract extension.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't. didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, man. I want Tristan Thompson's deal. I do. Don't you?
Nothing is better than being a good hang. Always remember that in professional sports. Be a good hang.
He's getting 3.3 mil just to be that guy around.
To be a good hang.
Big guy that needs to hang in and go out on the field, go out on the court every once in a while. Yeah, it's just it was funny because I was watching.
There's been a lot of those guys in the NBA.
Oh, I know, but
you want that gig?
Oh yeah, Jared Dudley made an entire career out of being a great hang.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's true.
James Jones
here,
great hang
here, both of them.
I don't know, man. You just think about it. I mean, God bless you to be 6'9", and you're getting paid $3.3 million.
You don't even
to be 6'9".
You don't even know what hand you have.
He didn't even know what hand
he was. Am I left-handed? I'm left-handed. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not.
I don't know. Let's ask Z. Z, can we figure this thing out? Yes, I think. I think we have. I think we finally figured out if you're right-handed or left-handed. It only took till the year we won a championship for you to play. The thing about Tristan, though, I mean, I don't know. You pay him $3.3 million right now. It's still worth it. I mean, the way he hustled when we won the championship, I guess it's, you know. He's on the 401k plan.
That's what the end of the bench is for. And, yeah. And Tristan's a guy at the end of the bench who can impact a game from time to time and can impact the team from time to time. No?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, he's one Canadian that worked out for this team. Congratulations. Thank you.
Six fouls and a great hang.
That's right.
If you had to back off, though, on wins and losses.
Yes.
To allow somebody to fit in who could make you a better playoff team. And you had to give up. I honestly think the best piece they have to give up is Tyson. But after that, I think it might be Ty Jerome. Would you? I think Tyson.
Yeah, I'd give up Tyson.
I think you hang on
this
to Tyson.
This is an organization that gave up, speaking of Canadians, Andrew Wiggins. Why
well,
they?
But you gave up Andrew Wiggins before he ever played for you.
Because
you knew what you were going for then. You brought in a guy who's, I think, going to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, how many games does Tyson have this whole season? He doesn't have very many, does he?
Yeah, but
he's got 26.
Andy, he's 6'6". He plays on the wing. He handles the ball. I mean, he could be a point guard for you.
You want to win now?
He could be.
You got to give up something to get something.
Except for one thing. Yes, I want to win now. I also want to make sure that in 3 or 4 years that this team's not like, hey, we're shot, and we don't have any first-round picks.
We've done this before, Jeff. We've lived this life. We understand how this works. And if you feel like you're close to winning a championship now, hey, man, it was fun. That was a fun 30 games. Good luck to you, and we'll see you somewhere down the road. And maybe when you're like Tristan, you can come back to us too.
Stay tuned. We'll see. I just don't want to give up Jalen Tyson. 6'6 with skills. That's what this team is screaming for, so why would you give that up? Who knows?
I hear you. I want to remind everybody that all of the guests that show up on this show are on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we thank them.
Speaking of not being afraid to make a move because you think your window's open, guess who did that? The guys who were putting blue seats into the ballpark.
Ooh.
Hey, you have a strength? Keep it a strength. But is that what they did? That conversation coming up in about 6 minutes.